The Burt Show.
So I think that this Jake dude from The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Jake Pavelka.
Jake Pavelka and his new ex-fiance have really scratched the surface of a problem that I think is bigger than most publicly talk about.
Okay.
Because she right now is complaining that dude just didn't want to have sex with her, right?
Yeah. She says that he didn't want to be intimate and was going on for months and months. She actually went on Entertainment Tonight to talk about it.
I think I got the clip by her.
Well, the first excuse is that, you know, he went on a fast.
He went on a fast from sex?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, he went on a fast from meat. And he felt like it was a sin to be intimate. So I said, okay, and I respected that. But then the next time we were together, it was just, I don't feel like it, or we fight too much, or you push me away, or... As a woman, you need somebody who wants to kiss you and be intimate with you and hold you and want to be with you. Like, it's not that hard. And we had all that in the beginning, and then just went away. And I kept thinking it was going to come back. And it never did.
Jeez. Yeah, he just didn't want to have sex with her.
Well, see, I've known her for 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I want it to be like it was when we first met last month. But she's a pretty good looking woman, but what she's saying is he didn't want anything to do with her after a while.
Mm-hmm.
No sex, no mas. And she just wanted to be intimate with him, and he wouldn't. And I am curious if this is a bigger problem than is publicly talked about. Now, I'd be shocked if we got any calls from guys on this.
We have a voice disguiser.
We do have a voice disguiser, but for a guy to call up and say, the truth of the matter is, my libido is way less than my wife or girlfriend's, you just don't hear that. Dudes would never confess that to other dudes, but women might call up and say, this is totally the case in my relationship right now. Like, I'm frustrated, I'm ready to go, he's a man, he's supposed to want to have sex all the time, and it's just not happening. So tell me what to do. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
I got to tell you, my first reaction is if a woman calls and says that, I'm thinking he's cheating on her. If a guy calls and says that, to me, it's more legitimate.
If a guy calls himself out?
If he calls himself and says, look, I'm going to tell you, my libido's not what everybody thinks it is.
I don't think dudes will call themselves out.
Do you think that changes with age?
Typically, men are supposed to.
Well, you know, textbook wise, or maybe it's just a wives' tale or something, but textbook wise, like, guys are more into it in their like teens and 20s, and then their interest in it like wanes over time, whereas women get more interested over time.
I think that's what they say, textbook wise, yeah. Like, I
wonder if it's a result of that, but I don't really buy it. I don't really buy it. To me, like, I think this Jake guy, I think that he hasn't really admitted to himself his, you know, sexuality.
You think he's gay?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very possible that he could be. But at the same time, I don't know. Anytime a woman says that she and her husband aren't sleeping together, or they're just, you know, oh, we're just asexual, neither one of us really have the drive or whatever, I'm like, yeah, whatever, he's sleeping with someone else.
Really?
That's what I think in my mind.
I'd agree.
I think after a while that holds true. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm well. Listen, I totally identify with this. I've been married for 12 years, and my husband is just not interested in sex.
Was he interested in the beginning of the relationship, and now he's not interested?
Sort of. He, you know, we would have sex, and it wouldn't ever be a problem. And then he just decided one day he wasn't interested. But he's a great husband every other way.
That's like such an important part.
What do you think? What do you think changed?
I don't think anything changed, honestly. I think that he was probably hurt in previous relationships and just isn't interested in sex.
I don't know.
See, when she says it, I have a different reaction.
What's your take?
It's just that he decided one day. Well, he decided one day he was attracted to somebody else.
You think that he's messing around on her?
I mean, or
either that or attracted to the.
Something.
Same sex.
I mean, those are pretty broad generalizations.
But that's a reputation. I think that is people's perception of men. Mm-hmm. That people's perception of men is that they want sex all the time, and if they're not having sex with one person, they're having it with another somewhere else. We've talked about
by themselves way too frequently,
or
in front of a computer screen and websites that we can't mention on the radio.
I can tell you for sure that in talking to my friends, my dude friends, unless they are sort of overstating it, that I don't have the same sex drive that my friends do. Like, most guys I know will say that they want to have sex every day. I'll be honest with you, I have never been that dude. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's not true. I'm not that dude now. Yeah, I don't want to have sex every single day.
Mm-hmm. And see, coming from you, it's like, okay, you know, but
yeah,
but
I want it every couple days,
but if you're
not every day, and I certainly can't go weeks or months.
Right.
She was, you know,
she's saying that it's just not an interest for him at all.
No.
If your wife wants it, you'll do it.
Oh yeah.
You won't. It's not like you'll say no.
1-877-588-BERT BERT 1-877-588-2378. Nashville, you shouldn't have to be scared to be called. Hey Sarah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. My fiance actually, he says I would rather have sex than eat and sleep, and he can't keep up with me.
Really? He has said that to you?
Yeah, he's telling our friends, he's like, yeah, you look up nympho in the dictionary and you'll see a picture of me. And yeah, he's like, I can't do it because he's 11 years older than me, so.
We've had guys on. We have had a listener on before that said that he had to break up with his girlfriend because he just couldn't take it anymore.
I do remember. That's so rare. Like, no, there are no dudes calling right now to say that.
Right. Of course
not. We've been together 4 years. He's calling, but he's at work right now. He can't use the phone at work. But yeah, he'll be 41 next month, and I'm 30, and yeah, because I know women don't hit their prime until their late 20s and, you know, early 30s. I've heard, and yeah, he's done it, and you know, tons of it before in the past. When in the relationship, but yeah, I mean, and I know he's not cheating or anything like that, you know, because
he just straight up just told you right from the start.
But you guys are having it, just not much as you would like.
Yeah,
right. That's different.
I'm just taking it pretty much.
I mean, they're having it. Mm-hmm. She would just like it more frequently than they are. But what we're talking about is when a guy says that he's just not interested at all.
Right.
Like
if a guy says
he's not interested at all. Or you're married to somebody that you haven't been intimate with in months and months and months.
They're getting it somewhere
else. There's something really wrong, in my opinion.
I agree with you. If you go
really
a certain
wrong
amount
in
of
your
time.
Relationship, or if he's not cheating on you, then he's. I mean, it's happening somewhere somehow.
A dude is. How do I say this? A dude is releasing one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's not going months and months and months and months. So you guys can believe what you want about that. Either
right.
It is with himself or it is with somebody else, but he is not going months without kind of release.
Exactly.
Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
It's my first time calling in. I love you guys so much.
Oh, glad you called. What's up?
Thank you.
I just want to let you guys know that I've been married for over 9 years, and when I first got together with my husband, he was a maniac, to be perfectly honest, and something happened along the way, and he just died. I mean, not a year into our marriage, and he's totally happy with it. He thinks it's fine. I mean, we have maybe every 6 weeks, trying to initiate on my part is really... It's really useless, so I generally don't do it anymore. He initiates when he wants it, and that's fine. We've had many discussions. I can't tell you how many discussions we've had.
Every 6 weeks, that seems like eternity to me.
Exactly. Me too. I don't understand. I really don't, but, you know, I've tried to talk to him about it, and this is what it is.
Does he say he's taking care of himself?
He does. So occasionally, but to be perfectly honest, Bert, I mean, I know that you just said a minute ago that, you know, he's releasing it somewhere. Honestly, he just doesn't have the interest. I have asked for time. We went through a period where we were in an open relationship, and he never took advantage of it.
That's an excuse.
What's an excuse?
Because I've been in this relationship where I've asked for it and went months without it. Mm-hmm. And he's getting it somewhere else. Whether he's
so, in your case, this guy was sleeping around with somebody else.
Oh, absolutely. Or in this case, not even attracted to women. So, I mean, and it's defeating, and it's eventually going to make you upset. Like, I can totally understand why Vienna is crying talking about it. I know it's Entertainment Tonight. You're not supposed to talk about your sex life in public. But it's defeating for a woman to ask for it and ask for it and then not get it. Mm-hmm. And then he's definitely getting it from somewhere else, and you're going to find out. And then it's going to even be worse.
And then I wonder about guys who have problems. You know, they would also, there is an extreme reason. Either they're going somewhere else for it, or they have an issue that they're too afraid to talk about.
I would like to, if we can, we'll try to clear a couple of lines. Just find a guy that doesn't have a high sex drive. We'll put you on the voice disguiser. We will give you a different name just to give some insight, because what you're hearing here today is that all these women are saying that if he's not having sex with you, he's cheating on you or he's gay. I would like to talk to the guy that just doesn't have a sex drive. That's it. You're not gay. You're not getting it anywhere. You just don't have a high sex drive. But I am very doubtful that we'll get that
call. I don't think you'll find one.
Here is Cindy. She is on The Burt Show. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, I think all these guys need to go to an integrative medicine doctor and have their hormones checked. Not just their testosterone. That's not the whole story. Mm-hmm. You have DHEA out there, and they need to have their HGH checked, because if they don't have any of that, and unfortunately it starts to fall off at about 30 years old, then they just don't have a sex drive, and they can't fix it any other way.
That must feel so deflating. If you're a dude, and like when you were 18, 19, 20 years old, everything's going great, and then somehow, some way, at 30, you don't have the same chemistry anymore, and your mind wants to, but your body's like, That must be so defeating to a guy, because at the base of it all, that's a dude's ego right there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, she's saying that guys can take hormone replacement.
If that's the legitimate reason.
Mm-hmm. Sure. If you go get tested for it and that's what the doctor says, then there's a way to fix it.
We have found a guy willing to come on The Voice Disguiser and say that he has a low sex drive. Good morning, James. You are on The Burt Show.
Hey.
Hey, James.
I wanted to call in because I do have this problem, and my wife and I have actually battled it for a long time. We actually almost got divorced over it, but luckily we went to a sex and relationship counselor, and, you know, we're on the road to getting back at, you know, just at a normal relationship.
So did you, in the beginning of your relationship, were you guys having sex a lot?
We were a bit. No, I wouldn't characterize it as a lot, but it was definitely a little different then. But, you know, we've been married 5 years now, and it just definitely didn't match up anymore.
Is it because of hormones, or is it just you?
I don't know. We didn't get any hormones checked, but definitely behavioral. There are behavioral ways to fix it, you know. So definitely any guys out there that are feeling like that, you know, talk to a counselor. They can really help.
Do you have interest in having sex with other women?
No.
None at all? You just don't? Sex is just not appealing?
I do feel attracted to other women, but never, I don't think I would ever just like go have an affair or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and your wife are going to seek counseling for it, or you already have, or?
We actually already have. We were in counseling for about 7 months.
And what do they say to you in counseling? Can you generalize?
Well, they reach into your past and try to answer questions about your childhood that might have, you know, decreased your libido. There's certain key times in your life that events can really have a big effect on it. And then they really try to remind you of those early days of your relationship and you know, and get back some of those feelings.
And has your sex life improved after counseling?
Absolutely, and then one of the big keys was just do it. You know, even if you don't feel like it, a lot of times you can if you just, you know, get it back into it.
We had a sexual counselor on here with us like once a month for a while, and she was saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I think, was talking more towards women.
Women, yeah.
When your guys want to do it, there are just some times where you have to quote unquote jump on the grenade, man. Mm-hmm. You just got to do it.
And then once you do, you will enjoy it. But it's like you don't think of it first. Mm-hmm. Is kind of what her point was.
Mm-hmm. Joey, another guy calling up. Hey, Joey, good morning. You're on The Voice
Disguiser. Hey, how are you guys?
All right. Thanks for calling, man.
I am a guy who has sex maybe once every 2 weeks with my fiance. We're getting married in October, mm-hmm. and she's just fine with it. I mean, I'm not cheating. I'm not getting it anywhere else. I have a low sex drive, and that's pretty much it.
Well, once every 2 weeks isn't bad.
Well, there are some guys listening that are going right now, like they want to have it 4 or 5 times a day.
But we're talking like months. I think going months, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months without doing it, then there's a problem.
That's with you guys. I don't think there's any such thing as a guy not getting a release for that long.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. Here's Charles. Good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, Bert. Charles. I just want to tell y'all good morning. I love you guys. Y'all are like, I listen to you all every morning.
Thank you.
Hey, Bert, I'm just like you, dude. I think it's a testosterone thing. I don't have, like, high testosterone. I don't have to have sex every day like my friends. They love having sex, and they can have sex every other day. But, to me, I can go a few days. I can't go 6 weeks. That's a long time.
Yes, sir.
That's a problem.
Amen.
See?
Yeah. I don't have to have it every day. I'm good.
But I know when I'm talking to my friends and they're talking about having sex like twice a day or 5 times a week and stuff, I feel so inadequate because I don't have the interest in having sex once a day.
Mm-hmm. That's
alone. I feel like, damn, am I a normal guy then? I must not be a normal man. Maybe my testosterone low or something. But
I don't know. It makes us feel weird, though, doesn't it? Like, I don't feel like a full dude. Or other guys are lying to us. I'm not sure.
I was going
to
say, I think it's a little bit of both.
Maybe.
I mean,
Are
they saying they're having sex a couple times a day or they want to have sex a couple times
a day? It's both. I've talked to dudes that want to have sex more than once a day and guys that are having sex every single day. Yeah, I'm just not that. I'm more of a quality rather than quantity guy. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our producer, Carl's, come on here before, remember? And we did the whole countdown, and he was having sex like 26 times a month. And I came in at like 4. And I didn't even want to give you guys the results.
The Bert Show.